one of the most important things to do in any emergency is to give people something to do to cope with the emergency. And in a sense, something to do is the universal solvent. It works if people are in danger of panicking. It works if people are in danger of going into denial. It works if people are only concerned or worried rather than panicking or in denial. Sort of whatever the level of fear is, giving people things to do is very helpful. Now, you're not only giving people things to do to cope with their fear. You're also giving people, ideally, things to do to cope, for example, with their empathy. One of the things that goes on in an emergency is people aren't just frightened for themselves and their loved ones. They feel bad for the victims, for the people who have been more immediately hurt. So people want to give blood. They want to they want to help in some way. If you find a way for them to help that backfires, that doesn't actually help, then you're gonna pay a price later in skepticism and cynicism and anger. So you don't want to offer them things to do that are frauds, but you do want to think through in advance, when I have an emergency, what can the people who aren't on the scene do to help the people who are on the scene. And there needs to be real answers to that. Not only do you want to give people ways of coping with their empathy and ways of coping with their fear, you also want to give people ways of coping with their anger, especially if the emergency is terrorism or some other intentional event. People are going to be very angry, and you don't want to leave them to stew in their anger any more than you would want to leave them to stew in their fear or to stew in their empathy. So giving people things to do is critical. I would add to that one other aspect of it that's critical. It's much better if they, rather than you, are making choices about what to do. That is, giving me one thing to do is better than giving me nothing to do. But giving me three or four things to do and letting me pick one, then I'm not only being kept busy, I'm being made a partner, I'm being involved, I'm sharing in the control. That's going to bind my anxiety. It's going to alleviate my tendency toward panic or denial. It's going to make life emotionally much easier for me, and therefore, in terms of managing the emergency, much easier for you. The rule of thumb here is ideally you want to say to people, all right, at least do X. X is the sort of minimum precaution we think you ought to take. Even if you think this is nonsense, do X. We recommend Y. Y is more than X. Y is more protective than X. We think Y is worth it, and we recommend Y. But if you think Y goes too far, all right, do X. We'll permit Z. Z goes further than Y. Z goes further than we think is necessary. But if you feel particularly vulnerable and you're especially worried about this and you don't think Y goes far enough, Z is fine. We'll live happily with Z. When you offer people an X and a Y and a Z, you're not only keeping them busy, you're involving their minds. You're giving them choices. You're giving them control over their involvement in the accident.